Welcome to the Tips for Homeschool Science Show, where we're breaking down the lofty ideals of teaching science into building blocks you can use in your homeschool. I'm Paige Hudson, and for season 5 of this podcast, we're answering your questions about teaching science at home. Let's dig into this week's question. So how do you narrate, and what should you expect? Narration is one of those concepts that seems to be unique to the homeschooling world. But in reality, it's a relaxed but more effective version of those reading comprehension worksheets. If you're new to narration, or if you struggle with knowing if you're doing it right, this episode is for you. We're going to chat about what narration is, how to get your kids to narrate, and what to expect. Let's dig into this week's question. So first, what is narration? Well, narration is simply an oral retelling. Narrating provides the opportunity for you and your child to discuss what you've just read to them. It is not simply repeating word for word what was read. It is a retelling in the individual's own words or a sharing of their take on a subject matter that was read. Narrating gives the students an opportunity to share what they've learned, and it helps you, the educator, to see what they've picked up from a passage. So this style of oral retelling and the discussion time that goes with it gives us a chance to work on our students' attention spans. It helps us to guide them to make connections between what they've just learned from a passage and what they already know. And if that wasn't enough, narrating also helps our students to prepare for writing down their thoughts. So how do we narrate? Well, you begin by reading the passage first to your students. When you're done, you ask one or more of the following questions. What did you learn about the topic? Can you tell me 2 things about what you just learned from what I read to you? What happened in the story we just read? What did you find interesting from what I just read to you? After you discuss the scientific topic, you can ask the students to tell you about what they've learned. That's it. Normally, after they give a narration, I'd suggest that you also write down or have the students write down their narration on a notebooking sheet or in a mini book for a lap book. But really, that's how simple the oral retelling part is. Some science curriculum will come with questions for you to ask, but if yours doesn't, I'll put a link to a post in the show notes that will have a few categories of questions you can ask. The main point of your discussion questions is to help the students think about what they've just read or about what was read to them. Ideally, this will then help them pull out the key facts and to put those into their own words, so when you ask for this narration or oral retelling, they will have something to share. In a nutshell, you narrate by reading, discussing, and then asking for an oral retelling. So what should you expect with narration? Well, don't expect your students' answers to be complete or super stellar at the beginning. In fact, you might be greeted with the lonely sounds of crickets when you ask your students to narrate for the first few times. Often, children are afraid that they will get the answer wrong or that they won't say what you want to hear. But keep encouraging them that there's no wrong answer to what did you find interesting. As they become more comfortable with the skill of narrating over the months and years, their answers will become more detailed retelling of the passage. You may also find that your students have the opposite problem, that they have a hard time boiling down the passage to the essentials. If this is the case, you can give them a sentence or a fact limit, such as, can you tell me 3 sentences or 5 facts about what we just read? If your students struggle with narration, in the beginning, you can read, have your discussion time, and then model a narration for them. As they become more comfortable, you can switch to suggesting things to add to their narration if you feel what they've shared is not complete enough. Just be really gentle about those suggestions, as we don't want our students feeling like they got it wrong. As your students become more familiar with the skills of narrating, and as their intellect develops, their narrations will mature. These retellings will include more facts and better transitions. So narration seems like a simple act, but really it's a skill that takes time and practice to develop and to get good at. So don't get discouraged when your kids don't narrate like a pro from the very beginning. The time you spend discussing and asking for narrations will boost their reading comprehension skills, and over time, your efforts will be rewarded. So I trust that by now you understand a bit more about narration and how you can use this tool for homeschool science. To see a full transcript of this podcast, along with a few helpful links about science discussion time and writing in science, head on over to elementalscience.com/blogs/podcasts/78. That's elementalscience.com/blogs/podcasts/78, which is this episode's number. In 2 weeks, we'll be sharing another Season 5 question. In that episode, we'll chat about whether or not you should read science out loud to your students. Until then, I hope you have a great week playing with science. This podcast is free for you to enjoy thanks to the products we offer at Elemental Science. Let us know what you thought about this episode by leaving a rating or review in iTunes or in the podcasting app you use to listen to the Tips for Homeschool Science show. We would love to connect with you beyond the earbuds. You can find us at Instagram at Elemental Science or drop us an email through the link on our website at elementalscience.com. And if you're looking for more help with homeschool science, we have loads of tips, books, and programs to support you as you teach science in your home. Visit elementalscience.com to learn more.